6:13. This is 1320 WILS. So, you know, tomorrow, of course, is Valentine's Day. Remember that. But today is known as Mistress Day. My next guest, Dr. Bonnie Eaker Weil, knows all about this. She's named by Psychology Today as one of America's best therapists. She is a marriage and relationship therapist, and she has seen it all. Bonnie, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, how did you come up with this Mistress Day being today? Why would that be today?
Well, actually, Ashley Madison, which is a cheating website, raves about the fact that Mistress Day, you know, is very high. So it's been known around. I've seen it in New York myself, where the maitre d' would say to me that the same husband will come on the 13th with his mistress, and then the next day he'll have his wife in the same restaurant with the same wine, with the same waiter, with the same meal. And it's actually most important for men that we call who have the Madonna whore complex, and that means that they see their wife as a Madonna, and then they have to have a mistress to have a physical relationship with, because they see their wife as a mother of their children and pure.
I see. Is there a typical kind of guy that does this kind of thing?
Well, it's a fair amount of men, and it's not necessarily one particular religion. You know, I've seen it in the Jewish religion. I've seen it in the Italian. It's very big with the Italian. Mm-hmm. And very big in, you know, Italy, where you see, you know, in France, where you see, you know, in France, they have what they call 5 on set. It's between 5 and 7 o'clock. They actually, the husbands go and have dinner with their lovers, and this is every day, not just Mistress Day. Mm-hmm. And at 7 o'clock, they have it with their families.
Do wives typically know, do they have a sense that this is happening?
Yes, there's a lot of warning signs, which is really important. That night, your husband will come home very late. And in the morning, he'll look more spiffy. He might have a new tie, you know. He might be dressed different. And then on Valentine's Day, your husband is very tired, you know, cranky, moody. And you can notice that during the week, he's either very frisky with the physical relationship, or he's just very shut down. Hmm. Also, they try to start fights with you. And the most important thing is that a lot of times a man will forget, like, to give you a card or flowers. He'll make light of Mistress Day, light of Valentine's Day. Already celebrated Mistress Day.
Now, should a wife confront the husband directly then if she suspects something's going on?
Good question, and there's a way to do it, yes, but you don't say, are you having an affair? You say something like, you know, I've noticed that I've been very busy with the kids, or I've been busy traveling with my new job, and it looks to me like you're very lonely, and I think that you found a friend, and I'd like to talk to you about it because I'd like you to stop.
Life's complicated enough.
To be your friend.
Logic,
so can we go for
simple
counseling, and can we work this out?
Okay, and how's the husband who's doing this kind of thing going to react to that?
Well, usually they get very angry and defensive, and if they do, then they're usually cheating. But most people make a mistake and say, are you cheating? And the person goes, no, are you crazy? And then they start yelling. So you have to make it like you're validating that you know that not that it's your fault, because it's not, but you validate this person that you know that he's been lonely, and you know that he's been either texting or seeing somebody, and say, I know that you have a friend. You don't say, do you? And then usually people will, admit it, because they know that you're not angry. Of course, you really are angry, but you're not acting angry. Because if you want an answer, you have to say it nicely so that you'll get the truth.
We're talking to Dr. Bonnie. DrBonnie.com is where you can find her. Your book, you said, Adultery, the Forgivable Sin, you call it?
And my new book is Make Up, Don't Break Up. It's out now. And it's Dr. DrDoctor, Bonnie, BonnIe.com.
Now, what do you say, Dr. Bonnie, to women who say that it is an unforgivable sin?
Well, I say it's forgivable if the person stops the behavior and shows remorse. If the person does not show remorse or doesn't stop the behavior, then you have to leave. But most relationships can be saved, because adultery is a wake-up call. It's a cry for help. The person is trying to tell you something. It's not okay to do, and you have to set limits. Sometimes we have to do, as I talk about in the Make Up, Don't Break Up book, called A Brush with Death. And that means that you take time apart and you tell your partner, I'm taking time apart from you, and you choose, because you're not going to be able to have it both ways. And usually, because it's only 5% that go to the lover, most people want to stay with their wife.
With the wife. Now, you say it's a cry for help. How so? What's the guy crying out for?
Help is that a lot of times men are, you know, workaholics. We see this a lot with workaholics, that they really need a vacation. Instead, they take a lover. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they feel left out if there's a new baby. It's very high when a person is pregnant or just has a baby. They feel left out. It's, you know, they're sharing like a sibling attention. So a lot of times it's, you know, immature because they want attention and they don't know how to say it, or they have resentments. They harbor resentments. They're angry at you for something, and they can't say no. They say yes when they really mean no. So they have to learn how to express themselves, and they have to learn how to ask for what they want instead of getting mad at you.
Now, how does a couple like that, though, build trust when something like this has happened? How does a wife feel that this won't happen again once it's happened once?
Well, that's a great question, and it's something that I developed this exercise called no contact. If the person says that they are sorry and they really show remorse and you think they stop, they have to every day tell you that they have had no contact. Because a lot of people that have an affair, if they don't share it, they think they're not cheating. I know that sounds crazy, but if they're cheating and they lie, they actually convince themselves that they're not doing anything wrong because they're lying because they don't want to hurt their partner. If they have to fess up to it, and every day they have to say, I've had contact or not, I've sexted, I've texted, I've called her, she called me, or not, mm-hmm. when they're accountable, there's less chance of them to continue the affair because they're being accountable.
Today is Mistress Day, just ahead of tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Dr. Bonnie Eaker-Weil, Dr. Bonnie, find her online at DrBonnie.com, DrBonnie.com. Dr. Bonnie, it's been great having you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.